I'm Dan Persons, movie reviewer for Hour of the Wolf. The new film, The Reconstruction of William Zero, is about cloning. Not that we're supposed to know that at the beginning. The distributors are playing it cagey with their description, and they want us to think that at the start, the main character William, played in all incarnations by Connell Byrne, is being tended to by his twin brother after a car accident. Even if our first sight of the incapacitated man didn't have him hooked into some kind of virtual reality rig, the fact that we know going in that this is a science fiction/horror film and that William is involved in some kind of high-stakes work for a powerful genetics corporation would tip director Dan Bush's hand from the get-go. I'm not blowing any big spoilers here. If I can figure it out, pretty much anyone with a fair knowledge of SF genres can. The backstory is that 4 years previous, William Blakely accidentally killed his young son in a car accident. His wife, played by Amy Simetz, has left him as a result, and he now lives alone, save for his recently spawned and still rather vulnerable copy. But a release from loneliness isn't the only reason why William has duplicated himself. There are others, one of which you can figure out without much thought, but also a few more that come as a bit of a surprise, so I won't blow them here. Cloning stories have a tendency to open up several cans of worms, both practically and morally. Not as complex as time travel stories, maybe, but the issues can still be daunting. If you commit murder, is your exact clone culpable as well? If your clone makes love to your wife and she knows about it, is it cheating? If she doesn't, is it rape? Director Bush, who co-wrote the film with his star and producing partner Byrne, folds such events into the story but doesn't seem to want to engage the more sticky moral quandaries that attach to them. In Bush's and Byrne's defense, they have other issues they want to address, and you can't do everything. But the fact that the question still bugged me means that I wasn't particularly engaged enough in the filmmaker's concerns to abandon my own. There were several roadblocks that kept me from getting there. Connell Byrne is quite good in his various incarnations of William Blakely. I'm not sure if that name is meant to somehow reference William Blake. Maybe we're looking at things from both an innocent and an experienced viewpoint, but that's where my knowledge of the poet ends, so I could be missing something there. In any case, Byrne does manage to portray distinctive personalities for each incarnation of William that still clearly draw a connection to one person, yet Byrne never really gets me to sympathize with any one of those versions, even the one you're supposed to feel empathy for. Meanwhile, Bush's sequencing of the film at times makes it feel more like we're watching a fractured timeline than two characters experiencing concurrent events. And for all the bigger themes that Bush and Byrne want to address, they keep pulling themselves back to some well-worn plot contrivances, including the big bad genetics corp with its own shadowy law unto itself security arm, and introducing a couple of poorly motivated interlopers into William's world, because there needs to be some sort of body count, doesn't there? No, there doesn't, and while these things keep the scope of the film from shrinking down to just two men in a house, they feel more like distractions. I do appreciate The Reconstruction of William Zero for using the idea of cloning to tell a different kind of emotional story, and at times the film's exploration of the persistence of guilt and the question of how far one can move beyond tragedy before a different kind of pain is inflicted can be quite affecting. Bush's and Byrne's goals for The Reconstruction of William Zero are admirable. A bit more work needed to be done on the execution. I'm Dan Persons. Remember, we are archiving these reviews over at my Mighty Movie Podcast website, so check out what you missed over at mightymoviepodcast.com.